Check, 1, 2. Okay, I am here talking to Rod Wardrop, and for this next segment of this project, where did you attend high school?
I attended high school at Waynesburg Memorial, and I graduated in 1966, and we played basketball there, but we were a small school, and probably everybody that in that area either got Alzheimer's or dead, and they probably don't remember. I could tell you we won the state championship, and probably nobody would remember.
Wow. What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1966.
Okay. And what about college?
Went to college at Eastern Kentucky University and graduated in 1970, and went on and got my master's there. And from there, started teaching at 3 elementary schools, and then I ended up at Highland Elementary and coached elementary basketball. And from there, I went on to the high school.
And talk about, were you involved in the coaching of the girls' team at the high school?
Yes, I was. I first went up there, I think it was the second year of the school. I helped Virgil Benge as assistant and coached baseball, assistant baseball. And later on, I was working with a good group of young kids, and his daughter just came in as a freshman or sophomore, and he was kind of getting maybe a little burned out, and he wanted to switch, and I took the varsity, and he took the JV for a while.
Okay. And did you more or less switch places with Virgil Benge?
Yes, we did. We exactly switched. He took the junior varsity, and I took the varsity.
And then you became the head coach from 9 seasons, is that right?
Yes, it is. I coached, I think it's from 80-81 to 87-88, I believe is what it was.
Talk about your memories coaching in that era. What was it like?
I had a lot of good memories. I had a lot of good players and good kids, and it was good watching them grow up and become teachers and, you know, and have the families of their own, and it was just a real good experience, and I met a lot of friends and made a lot of friends, and yeah, we lost a lot of friends, like I miss John and all that he's done for the Lincoln County program, John Smith, and his dad Cal used to do interviews with us and come in, and he contributed a whole lot to the youth, and a lot of people probably don't remember him, and Bill Vault and all they did for the program and all they did for the county and around this area, but it's just good to have memories, and we had good teams, and we didn't win the region. We had to compete with Laurel and Pulaski before they split up, and they were pretty much state champions every year.
Do you think that the way the game is played today is a lot different than it was then?
It may be some different, but it was, I don't know. They're probably faster and probably shoot better. Back then, there were a lot of 6-foot girls, 6'2" girls, and they just took it down low in the post and scored. And we always had 5'8", 5'9" girls, and sometimes it's hard to stop.
Wow. Talk about, why did you choose to stop coaching?
My kids were getting old enough, and I needed to do a lot of things with them, and now they've got kids. Well, my daughter's got kids, and I got 2 grandkids, and I enjoyed it. I wasn't burned out. I still enjoyed it. I missed the situations and the kids and the games and the competition and all that, and sitting there watching kids I coach as kids play and stuff like that, and it's kind of gets you wanting to do it every once in a while.
But you continued teaching, is that right?
Yes, I did. I taught on to like 98, and then I retired for one day and went to work in Harrisburg for Kid Glass Company, and I worked there ever since.
Now, John Colasa followed you as coach, and he is the longest-serving head coach in any sport at the high school. What did you think of what he did for girls basketball in Lincoln County?
John is a very intelligent person and basketball knowledge, and he worked really hard, and he really helped the program. And I'm really pleased with the way the program's come along with him and Coach Story and Cassandra. I think they've done a tremendous job, and they've had a lot of success in the program, and it's really boosted our area and our program.
Now, when he took the girls to the Sweet 16 in Bowling Green, I think it was in 2000, was it 2000 or 2001? I can't remember which. Was that the first time the program had been to the state tournament?
Yes, it was. It was the first time we'd been. We'd gotten beaten a few times in the region. I remember one time Pulaski County just barely beat us, and they won the state championship, and that was one of our better teams, and a real good ball team. But I was really pleased with the way they got, finally broke the barrier, and they did well.
I guess you continue to follow the girls and their recent successes. Any thoughts about how the county rallied behind them and got behind them and pushed them on and got just as excited about them going as, say, like the boys' team would go?
I think, it has a lot of good kids and good players, and it's exciting to watch these good players play. And the county did. I mean, everybody talked about how good they were and how well they were playing, and they were, as they won this region, they were expected to win again, and they had a lot of pressure on them. They came back and proved a point and won. Cassandra's done a real nice job.
Any other memories of any other sports in Lincoln County, or any other thoughts? I guess kind of a loaded question, I guess.
I don't know. I coached, assistant coach in baseball for years, and enjoyed that, even driving the bus with them and stuff like that. And I just miss the kids, you know, and like you go someplace, they holler at you, "Hey, coach, how you doing?" Stuff like that. Now you're somebody's daddy or somebody's uncle or something like that, and they don't know you like they did. And it's just different once you're away from it and out of it for a period of time. You kind of lose the closeness of it. But I just miss the situation, the kids and the referees and meeting people and the parents and all that.
Other than working on your roof, what do you do with your time these days?
I work full-time at Kid Glass Company in Harrisburg. We do schools and hospitals and all different types of things like that, big storefronts and curtain walls and doors. And work kind of got out of the pan and got in the fire as far as physical work. I'm probably better shape now than I've been a long time and older, but I work pretty hard like most of the time.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? That's all that I need.
No, I'm just kind of proud of our county and the way both sports, basketball and baseball and soccer. And I got a little grandnephew plays soccer, and we try to go see them play. And my grandkids are just like almost three and almost one. And I plan on spending a lot of time going to their games, stuff like that, and look forward to spending time with them and the rest of my family. But I appreciate the interview and appreciate all the Smith family's done and the way they've pushed sports and pushed, you know, youth in this county. Okay. And I appreciate you too, Phil.
All right. A lot to. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. All right.